Oh, you poor, poor human. Look at you. Are you injured? Human. Hello? Oh, I hope you're alive. That'll make this less interesting. Human. You're breathing. Good. Now, wake up. There we go. Hi. Oh, I didn't mean to scare you. Oh, your shrieks of terror frightened me. Startled me. I was a little bit of a... what's the word? You gave me a bit of a jump scare. Yes, you scared me. Why is that so surprising? Oh, I'll admit I'm much larger than you, but the tail has a lot to do with it. But you must admit, it is quite beautiful, almost hypnotic. I shouldn't be trying to tease you. You're in no condition to be messed with. Now let's get a good look at you. Mm-hmm. You look all broken up. Or you're just in too much pain to move. So what is it? Are you broken or in so much pain? Oh, believe me, I am worried about you. But you're absolutely adorable. Why, I've never seen a human this close. It's fascinating. Now, I have no idea how to fix up a broken human or a human in pain. But I can make you comfortable. I'll just take you to my home. Oh, I'll be gentle. I'll carry you. I'm stronger than I look. But I must admit, I already look pretty strong. Don't you agree? Your quivering is quite adorable. Now this way. Now don't worry, we're going underground. But it's fine. I don't know if you're claustrophobic or anything. It's not small. It's just a tunnel leading to my home. It's, not so wide. Well, some people find it better to just close their eyes. I say people, I just mean other creatures. As I said, you're the first human I've ever encountered. I'm excited. Oh dear. I've never really carried anyone before. I'm just gonna hold you closer, just so we can both fit comfortably. Don't be alarmed. I'm not trying to trick you. I promise. There'd be no fun in it. Now what would be fun is you running, giving chase, allowing me to follow you. But that'd be scary, and I promise you I'm not scary. I just like to fantasize a little. But fantasy is so much different from reality. Sorry, I'm gonna have to hold you closer. But we're almost there, almost through the tunnel. Just keep your eyes closed. Okay, there we go. Doesn't this feel better? So spacious, so much more room. I don't mean to alarm you, but your body looks so messed up. I guess that's a nice way of me putting it. I know. Let me just coil up my tail. And you can lay right here. No, you silly human. I'm not gonna squeeze you. I want your body to relax, to rest. And you're gonna rest there. And let me see if I can find something to wrap around you. Oh, You're fine. Okay, then what are you doing here? If you are fine, why would you allow me to take you here? Oh, you're just a little sore. So you're not broken, and you're not messed up. Your body's just a little weak right now. Well, that's okay. You could still relax, still rest. Now then, if you're not injured, you're just a little sore, then you can tell me about yourself. Oh, don't act so flustered. As I've said a few times now, you're the first human I've encountered. I want to know all about you. What's your life like? What is it like being a human with these two legs? And what are you doing here? This area is off limits to humans. You know, because of all the creatures and monsters and unvery kind souls. What are you doing here? What do you mean, what am I doing here? I asked you that. You need to answer first. Well, you are the guest. Now, I'm not some monster. I'm not an unkind soul. But I am a creature. A creature that tends to strike fear into the hearts of many. One look at me and people seem to be paralyzed. Not that I did anything to them. They're just, stricken with fear. That's all. You seem to be a little more relaxed, even if you are terrified. Which is a good thing. That means I can play with you, talk to you, get to know you. Wait. When I say play, you think I mean eat you, devour you. Oh, you are too much. You are so precious and adorable, yes you are. Who's precious? But no, I'm not going to eat you. Because I'm full. I should have found you on an empty stomach. Oh. You poor thing. I'm just messing with you. My stomach is pretty empty. I could devour something right now. Something oh so yummy. Oh so tasty. but not you. I don't need other living things. I just look for creatures that have already passed. Oh, I'm harmless, I promise you. So you just need to get comfortable. You need to let your body unwind. We gotta let these sore muscles just relax. I don't want you being in any pain. So how did you get here? Oh, something was chasing you. And what was that? What horrifying monster was chasing you? A human? A fellow human was chasing you. Why? Oh, so you stumbled upon them as they were doing something very bad. I've seen, these humans in what you call shows. Transporting things. What was the show called? I don't remember. Transporting these things and they were caught. Oh, and it was just... Oh, it was not that human's lucky day. But I'm glad that didn't happen to you. Because I found you. But why don't you tell me about these humans? Maybe I could take care of them for you. Goodness no, I would never harm anyone. I would just teach them a lesson. Strike fear into them. What can I say? I have a very big ol' soft heart. And to see you so frightened by another human, your own kind, it makes me feel bad for you. And for you to run for so far, far enough to make your muscles sore, it just breaks my heart. So what do you say, human? You tell me about those other humans, and I'll take care of them for you. And in return, you could entertain me. You are so cute when you're flustered. But there's many ways for you to entertain me. It doesn't have to be sensual. Get your mind out of the gutter. I mean, unless you want it to be. Oh, we can talk about it later. For now, you tell me about these other humans, okay? And I'll take care of you. Maybe a little massage. Something nice. Something pleasant. Okay.